Is it a clash in branding that the same place where you can pick up a prescription for treating emphysema, you can also buy something that clearly causes emphysema, the eventually fatal degradation of the lungs? The CVS Caremark pharmacy chain says emphatically yes, and so the nation's largest pharmacy chain has announced they will no longer sell tobacco products. Is this about marketing, branding, or public health? It's all of the above, says Michael Erickson, founding dean of the School of Public Health at Georgia State University. He's also former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Office on Smoking and Health. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, John.
So how important as a public health matter is the denial of retail access to cigarettes at places like CVS? Target has already taken this step. There are others who may follow suit.
It's really huge for CVS to take this action because it cleaves the relationship between the harm of smoking and a store that's in the business of promoting health. This is really a historic step by CVS, and really hope that other pharmacies consider doing the same.
What do you think business fallout will be? Will they take a hit, or will there be no hit? And really, basically, it's going to be a resolution of the brand, as you say. This is a place that's all about health, so why would anyone buy cigarettes there?
My understanding is that this is a very well-considered decision by CVS, and they feel that by giving up the sale of cigarettes, it's going to give them a competitive advantage of really being the go-to place for health, and that they came to the realization that selling cigarettes and health were inimical. You really can't do both with credibility.
Although some pharmacies sell beer and, you know, dispense lottery tickets, and those are related to various kinds of addiction as well.
It's interesting. A lot of the issues around tobacco control bring up this issue of a slippery slope. If you do it for tobacco, you should do it for alcohol or lottery or sugar or salt or whatever. But we have to remember that cigarettes are uniquely harmful. Cigarettes are the only product, when sold and used as intended, actually kill people.
What do you think the consideration was here, the tipping point, the sense of we've got to go in this direction? What was the writing on the wall, do you think?
Well, I think it's clear from everything I've heard about it and all the press coverage on it is that CVS wants to be seen as a health store. They want to be seen as a deliverer of health care, health services, and health products. And it's not rocket science to realize that it's hard to sell cigarettes and really be seen as a health store. And they made that realization. They're willing to take the hit. And I think they see it as going to increase their profitability and their success down the road. And I give them credit for taking that risk and being out front as a real innovator on this.
To be completely cynical, I mean, this does represent $2 billion in sales. It's not much compared to the $123 billion in 2012 in overall gross sales at CVS. But if health is the business of a pharmacy, you know, you want people who are sick or feeling sick to come there and buy products, right? So in some sense, there is a weird kind of synergy.
Well, I think that the products they should buy at a store should be products that either heal or promote health. And, you know, the cigarettes just aren't in that category. I'm sure that they will continue to sell nicotine replacement products to help people quit smoking. Whether they sell e-cigarettes or not will depend upon how e-cigarettes are viewed, whether they're regulated and considered to be a smoking cessation device, which they're not at this time. But I think that this is a step in the right direction to bring coherence to a company that wants to be seen as a health provider in selling products that support that mission.
Michael Erickson is founding dean of the School of Public Health at Georgia State University and former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Office on Smoking and Health. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, John.